to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Yes, Rich.
All right, real quick. Our listeners are unbelievable. So yesterday we told you about how intern Nick has been out for an extended period of time, and he's going to be out for a little bit longer because he called in yesterday and kind of gave us a little bit of background.
He doesn't have to use a bedpan.
Which is something we did learn from our conversation
right.
yesterday.
He had a catheter, but now it's out.
Now it's out.
And he doesn't, because you asked him, like, he said he had trouble getting out of bed, so I wondered if he had a bedpan, but he says he does not have a bedpan. Which makes me question the severity of any of these things.
Yeah, nothing serious unless you have to pee in bed.
Yeah.
You know, without getting up.
Or go poopy.
Or one of the two, either way. But Nick, he got, I guess it was a staph infection ultimately ended up being, but it quickly attacked a lot of the organs in his body. He was in the ICU for, I think it was like 14 days or something like that.
He was becoming blood brothers with someone.
That he was, but they ended up having to replace a valve in his aorta, and he had open heart surgery. He
cracked them open, real open heart surgery.
They did. This is the real deal. He's got the big ass scar right in the middle of his chest. Since then, he has had to move in with his father, and his father has to keep around the clock eye on him. So he's going to be missing work. On top of that, Nick is there.
And his father, who called Dan O'Brien at one point, and Dan got nothing out of the conversation because he couldn't understand what he was saying.
My name is Mark Ciabelli.
Well, he did say one thing that we can understand.
I love Bird.
He loves Bird, as a matter of fact.
He was just basically telling his son to F off.
So yesterday, we set up a GoFundMe account to help with the expenses that his family is going to have to incur during all of this. And I set a goal of like $5,000. Just modestly, and as of right now, and it's been about 24 hours has been up there, our listeners have given almost $9,000.
That's enough.
Unbelievable. So thank you very much for doing that.
That's enough.
You're giving to.
Did you give money, Wallach?
I did.
How much money?
$150.
Gotcha. $200 by yours truly. Rich went $3.
Oh, great.
But I said, hey, $100 less than Rich is fine. You went $150. You're a dual income house, too.
Yep, true.
Shame on you.
Okay.
The best is that Eddie Money gave a little donation.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, you want to see a dead body?
Yes.
Yeah, the money, man. You want to see a dead body?
That's not worth anything. You can't give that to
we'll go to the woods. I'll show you something.
I don't think that's kind of like something legally that
can't
money
use that for payment.
Listen, if you're going to return that can... You gotta, for that bag of cans, I'll show you someone who's died.
That's a good point. Eddie Money cashed in his empties to make the payment.
All right, stand behind this bush, count to 10, and then go to the other side of the bush, and you'll find a dead body. And he just lies down there, just pretends he's dead. You can poke the thing, you know, prod him, it doesn't matter.
I can't, I tried that before. Hey, cut me with a rusty can, I need to get three squares.
So you can go to the hospital.
Yeah, don't go to tetanus.
Hope we get the Nick treatment.
Get the infection.
Oh, Nick's got it made.
You think so? He's
the only thing better than that is a bedpan.
Okay, what are they going to find when they crack you open?
What?
What are they going to find inside of you when they crack you open?
A pencil.
Like, you eat a pencil?
No, someone shoved it down my throat when I was in the can.
All right. They were just, like, angry at you.
They said, I forged a weapon out of a pencil.
Why not if you're in prison? I mean, what did you do to deserve it?
What did I do to go? I don't know. I was blacked out for about a week. Okay, right. I woke up and I said, holy moly, white bread.
White bread.
You mean all this bread is for me?
Pretty much. When you go to prison, they do give you a lot of bread.
And then you're like, oh, Jell-O, what? I gotta stay in here. So I shanked a guy because they give you so much bread in here.
Did you eat the honey bun?
Sure, I mean, the consequence is what? Is that going to stop me?
I mean, yeah, you're probably someone's...
Hey, I don't mind being a girl for a little while if it's going to get me sweets. Sure, I'll put a mop on my head. What are you going to keep? And that bag of M&M's looks nice.
You wore them.
Put a little Kool-Aid on my cheeks. Why not?
Just call me Betty Money, right?
Hey, call me whatever you want if you're going to keep giving me snacks.
Okay, right. Anything for some Twizzlers.
Hey, who's got the biggest commissary? Oh, Big Daddy. Hello. We heating up some ramen noodles, sweetie?
Well, either way, thank you to the listeners. That is very generous. So, intern Nick and his family, very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so... You know, Stormy Daniels, I'm losing track of even what's going on with her and why she's suing Trump. I can't figure it out anymore. All I know is that she's dressing very conservatively during these things. And it says, Giuliani was in Tel Aviv, there, Rudy Giuliani. He says, I don't believe Stormy Daniels. The business you were in entitles you no degree of giving your credibility and weight. Secondly, explain to me how she could be damaged. I mean, she has no reputation. If you're going to sell your body for money, you just don't have a reputation. I mean, be old-fashioned, but I don't know. And then obviously that opens up a can of worms and says, well, what's the level where someone has no, it doesn't matter what happens.
Credibility because of profession,
right. Like, at what point, like, and who are you to judge? Who has credibility? And her lawyer, whose name I can't pronounce, nor will I try, got on Twitter. And Twitter is just, it can't last, man. This can't keep going.
As long as we got a president who uses it, yeah, it's going to last.
In this administration, it's not in any danger.
Yeah.
Well, they're covering up a lot of stuff, I heard, because like of all the fake accounts and how many people mm-hmm. are really on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, her lawyer says, I want to test Mr. Giuliani's claims of being adamantly against pornography and having no use for adult film stars. If anyone can provide me with any evidence of him voluntarily viewing pornography.
Oh, my God. Is he Larry Flint?
I got the Kennedy. I will protect you as a source and publish it. Let's prove the hypocrisy. And then he writes, the sheer power of the internet and Twitter never ceases to amaze me. And then he tweeted a, when you're in a fighter jet, the target on another fire jet, and he says, this week promises to be very interesting. Might want to follow my Insta handle.
Oh, my gosh. So he's going to put out the browser history?
Okay, so here's...
Of Rudy Giuliani.
All right, so...
Oh, no.
So...
What are we... What's happened to us?
Oh, I mean... Okay, so you don't watch pornography.
I don't search it out, but if it's in a movie or whatever like that.
No, yes. But you don't...
It's very tough.
Yeah, you don't look at pornography. No, I'm not... It's great. I have no problem with that. But I watch so much porn, I'm sick of it. Like, I can't... like, I don't even watch it anymore. I'm so sick of it. But I do watch it. John admits to watching it. Can anyone, 617-779-0995, there very might well not be one phone call, but if someone said to you, like, I'm going to find out if you ever looked at porn, can anyone say that they would come up with nothing?
Literally nothing.
Yeah, if a guy with 500,000 Twitter followers said, can you give me evidence of you looking at porn, that you could say in good conscience that you never looked at it. Because the thing is, if I'm Giuliani, I would say, of course I've looked at porn. And then, I've looked at porn. I mean, who can deny it? Besides Rich.
I just think that it's amazing that he's got an army of people now who are going to try to hack into this guy's computer or trying to find some sort of photo or maybe recall a conversation that they had with him or a recording where he's bragging about it.
Yes.
I mean, he's been a public figure for a long, 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 long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's made a lot of enemies, you know, anytime you're in any kind of government. So there's people been holding on to stuff for a while. And just the fact that now it's like the wolves are out.
Do we have someone answering phones? Who's in today?
Is that Bird?
Tom is answering phones today.
Oh, well, he might want to pick them up.
should we take our chances? Should we do like a phone call roulette?
Because
hello, what? Hello?
Because other than Rich and like some girls I know, because it seems like women aren't that into pornography. Even the ones that are, have you ever seen one of them pornos that are like geared towards women where it's like super romantic and really boring?
I was singing to a spatula at one point. They go to I Will Survive at the karaoke bar.
Yeah. And then a whole lesbian scene erupts. Matt, go ahead.
Fred, it's called incognito windows. You leave no trace behind.
All right. Now, what does that mean?
Google Chrome, or actually most internet browsers, have a feature that allows for private browsing where you click file, open incognito window, and it leaves behind no search history, no history of browsing whatsoever. It's like you were never there.
Sure it doesn't. And Snapchat was foolproof. No one would ever get those pictures released. They're gone forever.
Now, do you go through that if you're looking at porn?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, why?
Haven't you ever given your phone or your laptop to somebody and sweated it out because you didn't want them to see what you had been looking at?
So you have your phone and you're like, my browser open.
Yeah, but I have at like the Apple store, but then I figure everyone's got it on there. I don't know if it's worth the hassle to me to make it all private. Because do you know anyone that doesn't look at porn that's a male?
No.
Yeah, so I got to figure billions of people are looking at porn. That, like, you know, it's not a needle in the haystack. But I do applaud your commitment to staying anonymous. I have to applaud you for that.
Any kind of technology that helps keep things discreet that you don't want out there is not going to work.
Okay, so
because think of all of the ones that have been introduced over the last like 3-4 years, they've all been hacked into. Am I wrong in that? All of those videos,
yeah. Nothing's safe. But again, if you go to like Pornhub, there's videos that have been looked at 5 million times. Even though Pornhub, the caller was right the other day, there's a lot of gross people out there that fantasize about super gross stuff. I don't even want to get into it. And then it just ruins the session.
Times you couldn't read? Is that what it is?
No, it's the dialogue. No, because it doesn't say anything.
I know, you get that,
and you go, oh, this chick's really hot. And then you look at it, and all of a sudden, like, something comes up. And you're like, okay, well, now it's all ruined.
There's that accidental left turn.
Yeah.
That you weren't expecting.
It's all the time now. It's like all the time.
Okay.
It's like constantly. And it's like, why? Why is this such a big fetish? It's
weird.
So gross.
You know, Rich, it's kind of like a street sign that you can't read. You know, you know there's a turn there and you take it. And it's,
all right, by the way, we have phone calls.
Well, yeah, every phone caller is saying that guy was wrong.
Okay, so here we go.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Five, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Rudy Giuliani said that he doesn't trust Stormy Daniels or respect her because she did porn, which, you know, is odd that you would say that, because then where's the standard lie? I mean, when do women stop having rights? And then her lawyer put out the call for people to provide evidence that Giuliani had looked at porn. And so the final tweet he had was, Mr. Giuliani, my client deserves an apology for your sexist, disgusting comments about her and women in general. I strongly suggest you provide one. Are you really taking the position that you have not viewed porn in the last year, ever heard of something called an IP address? So there you go. Derek, go ahead.
I'm just saying, the single most important rule when you're viewing porn, like whatever you're into, no judgment. Get into it, but just close it out when you're done. I work retail. There's been so many times where literally I've forgot to close it out and gone to use my phone to show a customer something, and there it is. It's not good.
Oh, man.
All right. You know what? Even more than these calls, I want to get rid of everyone who's talking about incognito. We know that. Incognito doesn't work. I want to find out a time that you forgot to close out something on your phone or on your computer, and you got busted.
All right,
that's a better story because of this.
Right, so when that happens, what goes on?
It's oftentimes awkward silence. You know, people pretend they don't see it. You know, but usually it's like I'm trying to get out of my house, not trying to let pornography or getting that last thing out. When I'm trying to get out of the house, don't want it to impact the schedule. You know, so that's I think where I go wrong. And then my day starts, you know, I'm out. And sooner than later, I get back on that phone, and more times than not, it's to show somebody something or look something up that somebody's referencing, and there it is.
Have there been customer complaints?
Not one has been filed.
I never look at porn on my phone. It's too small a screen, A. And my kids play with the phone, and that's the last thing in the world I need to explain.
Somebody just sent me this thing, and it's got a picture of a guy sweating, and it says, when someone uses your phone and types www.p in the browser. It's the old autofill that finds out what a freak
Pornhub.
You are.
Right. And then even if you clear the history, it's still, like, if you go to it enough, it still pops up.
Oh, man.
Brian, go ahead.
What's up, guys? Love the show.
What's up, man?
Yo, Rich,
what kind of weirdo doesn't watch porn?
That's a good question. It's for two reasons. Number one, good old-fashioned Catholic guilt. That's the big one. It was the moment that I had to read the catechism when I got married that it was basically going to hell if it was going to happen. That's the small part of it. But the other one is I actually don't want to be like what Fred was talking about it. Like, I don't want to ever just like get numb to wanting to hook up. Like, I don't want that. I want to always feel like, yeah, like I'm about to explode. So if I do that, I want it to be worth something every
general,
time.
Just in general.
You know, like, I don't want to ever have to get Viagra. I want to know that, yes, finally, yeah! It's here.
No, you don't masturbate at all.
As I said, that's what I'm talking about.
But that's got to be entirely religious.
It's part of it. It's part of it. And a benefit from it is that I am always ready to go. Always. And it's awesome. Like, that part of it's great.
But you've been with the same woman since you've been 15.
And it never gets boring because of that. Like, I'm not kidding you. That's like that's one of the main benefits you get from doing that. It was a side effect that I didn't expect. So it actually helps me in my continuation of doing that.
But the main reason is religious.
Well, that's why I started. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, it was Catholic guilt.
You really believe that God smites thee who touches oneself?
I believe almost more in karma. You know what I mean? It's like there's part of me that if I was to slip, like something bad's going to happen. And it's weird.
Because you decide to go ahead and pleasure yourself, you're going to get struck down by lightning?
No, not even struck down by lightning.
Well, that would be
but
like the,
something would happen.
That'd be like the video from Radiohead for the one where everyone's lying on the ground.
It's true.
What would happen?
Yeah, you know, it's like maybe you get a weekly in and it's not that good.
Wait, maybe. But what does... Hang on. Why would karma be bad
because you went against the catechism of the Catholic Church.
But you obviously don't believe it.
Perfectly weird. It is. But I'm like one of those guys who plays baseball and never wants to change his underwear because the hitting streak will go away.
I can guarantee you that no one that plays baseball stopped touching themselves. So you believe that it is a sin?
It is a sin in the Catholic Church.
But do you believe everything in the Catholic Church?
No, there's some things that I disagree with. Yes, there is.
But why?
Very much so.
Why this?
Because I understand its justification. I understand why there's certain things I don't understand that are sins of the Catholic Church, and I've been very open about that. But this one, I understand why it is something that shouldn't. Like, it puts a divide between you and your wife in the purest sense. And now, I have no problem with anyone doing it. It's almost unjustifiable why I do it, but I like the side effect of it, and I've just stayed with it. That's why. Because I do honestly believe that if I do something, then something horrible is going to happen to me. Maybe not even horrible, just bad.
Now, who's in control of that?
That's me.
No, but who's in control of making something bad happen?
The universe.
So why isn't everyone having something bad happen to them at every moment of the day?
Because the universe is only me. You're all robots.
It's a very narcissistic way.
It is. I'm the only one that's affected by all this. Everyone else says their own thing.
This is Westworld, is what you're saying.
Yeah, when I die, everyone freezes. It's over with.
Why don't you just become vegan or something easy?
Because vegan's not a sin. Eating meat is not a sin. We should all eat meat.
Okay. Now, how long has this been going on?
Since I got married. Okay. Since I got married, and as a matter of fact, it was when like the catechism came out.
So basically when you first started to have sex.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a problem with doing it when you are single. Because I don't think that drives a divide between you and the person that you love.
So, what's the divide?
It's that you are seeking that that source of pleasure from somewhere else other than your wife. And once again, this is maniacal and stupid, but it has stayed in my head. And now more than anything, it's just the way I've just kind of accepted it.
The whole karma angle is really mystifying to me, that he's worried he'll get a bad weekly if he's slipped.
It's other stuff, too.
Arbitron has his eyes and ears everywhere, man.
They put a meter in your pants.
Save that. Right.
They're very anti-self-pleasure.
Maybe they are. So just know that anytime anything happens that's bad to me, I slipped.
Okay.
That's right. I completely slipped.
Okay. Well, we'll know.
Yep.
Everyone will know.
The universe
Next
will
time
know.
You catch a cold, we'll know why.
That's right.
Jeez. Patrick, go ahead. Exactly. It's going to be like that episode of South Park. Patrick, go ahead.
So I still live at home with my parents. I'm a younger dude. my car has Bluetooth in it, and I had a video up one time, and my mom took my car, and somehow it still connected when I was in my house. So she was driving to the sound effect of a pretty nice video.
Oh, she's listening to that sound.
Oh, that's
going
like
throughout
when,
the cars.
That's
Vegas.
When my mom, like when my mom put the issue of Jugs magazine on top of my made bed.
Oh no,
I have no idea why. I still don't know why.
Oh, see, that would be so scarring.
I mean, what do you want? It's round. It's in the woods.
And it was never spoken of again?
No, I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
One time I used a magazine so much that I burnt it in the bathroom and put it in and tried to flush it down the toilet in a rage of guilt. And that, my parents didn't even ask me why I did it. They were just like, okay. You obviously got something going on.
Like, right. You too have felt the guilt, Fred.
Yeah, I think like the millionth time. Like it was probably time to discard the.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I had memorized it. Like I was reading the ads and the copy. All right. What do we have coming up in the stack, Rich?
Oh, well, we've got more theories on, and more insider sources on where LeBron James is going. And IHOP caused a whole lot of other restaurant chains to get really sassy on Twitter yesterday.
All right.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to
talk? Oh, LeBron James, where shall you go? There's been reports all throughout the day, yesterday, that, hey, looks like the new hot place where LeBron's going to be going is Los Angeles, because Gary Payton, in an interview with Black Sports Online, said that LeBron James Jr., LeBron James' son, has already committed to play at Sierra Canyon High School in Southern California. We played the audio earlier today, and to that I would say, well, I mean, Fred said he's been enrolled there for a while, which I had no idea about.
Yeah, he is. His kids have been enrolled in a private school. I don't know if that's a particular school, but they've been enrolled in a private school for, I think, a few years, and they just don't go.
Now, the only thing that made me think that there was some sort of, I guess, maybe you should take it seriously, is that our own done deal, Dan Lifshatz, who is one of the bankroll boys, tweeted yesterday that after that story came out, the odds in Vegas of him going to L.A. moved from plus 200 to minus 130. That's a huge swing.
Oh, yeah.
So people are saying that this may be the thing. He might be going to Los Angeles to try to create himself a super team. Here is Brian Windhorst, which, by the way, this is, the more I listen to this, the better this gets. Brian Windhorst discussing maybe the one way that LeBron James could make a team that could beat the Golden State Warriors.
Which is the team that should be the betting favorite?
I don't have an answer. The best thing to happen, Dan, would be if he could get on the phone with Kevin Durant and talk him into playing with him in Los Angeles. That would be the way to wound your number one competition, join two of the best three or four players in the league, create a new super team, and change everything.
Okay, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Why the hell would Kevin Durant leave the Golden State Warriors?
Who said that they would pay him whatever, and they can pay him more than anyone else, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't know if that's the case.
It's not a Supermax deal. I think.
But what about like bird rights? Doesn't that count here if he's already there?
If you got drafted by the team.
No, that's Supermax. Oh. The Supermax is
if you get drafted by
the
team.
The bird rights is if you're already on the team.
I think that's
and they
correct.
Want to extend
right,
you.
Because Kyrie Irving could make more money with the Celtics than
correct. Right, he would get bird rights. Absolutely. So, I mean, and on top of that, you're right. The GM of the Golden State Warriors just came out and said, we'll give you anything you want. I mean, they're not trying to hedge their bets in any way, shape, or form. And now you're thinking, okay, so LeBron James goes to Los Angeles. Think of the four or five free agents that are sitting out there that he could basically pick and choose and whoever he wants there. You've got Kawhi Leonard. You've got Paul George. Well, Kawhi Leonard, it sounds like more than likely he's going to stay in San Antonio now. So you have Paul George. You've got DeMarcus Cousins. And you've got Chris Paul.
Coming off a major knee injury, DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
Was it an Achilles? Whatever it is. Major
Either
injury.
Way, kept him out for most of the season.
It sounds like when the Lakers had Karl Malone and all those dudes.
Gary Payton.
Yeah. Right.
Or actually, I would say more like it sounds like when the Lakers had Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard, and Steve Nash.
That's right.
And you remember what a disaster that was?
That did not last long.
So pick any of those three. Pick any three, any combination of three that involve LeBron James. Can they beat the Golden State Warriors?
No.
LeBron James is never winning. If he goes to Los Angeles, he's never winning another title.
I just like the idea that he wants to be in Los Angeles as if he wasn't famous enough. Maybe right. He can start getting some ads.
Maybe he can get out there.
Just some advertisements.
Well, Chris Broussard, who, by the way, I mean, knock him all you want, and there's lots of reason to knock him, but when it comes to LeBron James, he was the first guy.
He had
guy.
The decision right.
He did have the
decision
right.
Before anybody else. That's true.
So here's Chris Broussard on what he thinks LeBron's going to do.
I think gut feeling, and I've kind of fought it all year, but I think it's the Lakers. And here's, now I don't think he would go to the Lakers by himself. I don't think, if they can't get anybody else, I don't think he does it. But I think if I'm the Lakers and I know LeBron will be talking with Magic and, you know, you can tamper, look, they're going to be talking.
Yeah.
This is what I think the Lakers do. I think they try to sign LeBron and Chris Paul as free agents and then trade for Paul George.
Okay, well, that still doesn't work. By the way, do we have...
And dinosaurs never existed.
Dinosaurs never existed, that's right. The devil put the dinosaurs here. Did you have a... Did you pull the Lonzo Ball thing, Mike, by any chance?
Oh, the diss track?
Okay, so if you want to know what kind of situation that LeBron James would be going into, is it Lonzo Ball yesterday recorded a diss track? Who? His own teammate, Kyle Kuzma, for some weird reason felt that he said, you know what, I'm going to be like Drake and whatever that guy's
name is. By the way, a much better player than Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma.
Yes, sure.
A much better player.
And if you think it's him just joking around, at one point he jokes about him never knowing his father, which apparently his father like left him when he was a kid. So it's like, he's like trying to make a real diss track on a guy on his own team. And the reason we're not playing it right now is because it's atrocious. It's absolute. It's almost indecipherable. And somebody had to print out the lyrics for you to figure out what he was saying. All right, well, that's the kind of teammate that you want to play with, LeBron James. Congratulations.
Imagine him doing something that wasn't well thought out.
Oh, please go to the Lakers. If LeBron goes to the Lakers, it's going to be such a disaster. Such a disaster.
It is possible. Think about it, because LeBron basically gets what he wants. And you were mentioning about maybe a sign and trade. Oklahoma City signs Paul George, sends him. Maybe Oklahoma City's dumb enough to take Lonzo Ball in return.
Oh, just think about
think
that.
About that.
I mentioned this earlier. The Celtics.
They're
the
not
East.
Taking Lonzo Ball.
No, of course not.
I'm wishing out loud because then it's a whole LeVar thing. My boy's going to Oklahoma City.
Hey, no, maybe Lonzo will start at point guard for Oklahoma City.
That'd be fantastic.
He can play off ball.
Can deal with him.
He can play off ball and not shoot.
Sure. Oh. But just think about the East. If LeBron James goes west, and even if like the Sixers get like one of those random floating around guys, which doesn't sound like they're going to get because LeBron's going to Bogart them all. So let's say that you have the Sixers as is and LeBron James gone. My God, the Celtics, they're going to win 70 games next year. Dude, they're going to just destroy. No. There's the Celtics, and no one else is going to be close to
70
them.
Games, huh?
Think about that. Why is that so crazy?
Because it's been done, what, twice in NBA history?
Sure. How many games did the 2008 Celtics win? 70,
66.
Right? Oh, see, I thought they were close to 70.
They won
I thought they, like,
66
or
games.
How the hell did you know that off the top of your head?
Well, because it's kind of an impressive stat. I see, for some reason, I thought they were closer to 70. I thought they were like
66. Even the great teams let the foot off the accelerator.
Okay.
With no challenger, trust me.
But you agree that the East was
the overwhelming favorite. They're favorite to win 60 or 65 games and have home court throughout.
If LeBron leaves and the Sixers stay as is, they're winning 70
games.
There's
nobody else.
It's going to be like that scene at the end of that last Rambo movie where he just goes to the top of the hill and just shoots at people running towards him inexplicably because he didn't want to do any
signs his max contract and everybody's happy.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. What a dummy. Go to Los Angeles. Go get broken down ass Chris Paul and the Gumpy Magoo who hurt his Achilles.
Gumpy Magoo.
Boogie Cousins. Yeah.
Paul George is going to be in L.A., and he will join LeBron, and maybe you get Chris Paul, too, and you roll the dice.
And deal with Luke Walton. If you got frustrated by Tyronn Lue, just wait till you're dealing with a dumbass with a Grateful Dead bear tattoo.
This gives LeBron what he has always craved wherever he has gone, a head coach that will take direction from him.
70 games. I'm telling you, he leaves, Celtics win 70 games.
Okay.
They're going to lose to like one random team.
It's going to drive you crazy. They're going to lose to Sacramento here at the Garden because they aren't paying attention.
They probably will. Yes. Okay, so International House of Pancakes has changed their names. Wink, wink. to IHOB, and people were like, is it breakfast? No, it's burgers. By the way, in all fairness, this is genius. What IHOP did, I mean, everyone's been talking about them.
Don't they advertise here?
IHOP?
Didn't you read an advertisement for IHOP?
I did.
I'm not ripping on IHOP. I'm saying what they did.
I'm just reading about an hour ago.
I'm just seeing if I can.
I can. Well, all I know is that yesterday it caused all of the other fast food Twitter accounts to get mighty sassy. Matter of fact, at Wendy's tweeted, remember when you were like 7 and thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be super cool? Like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better. And then somebody tweeted Wendy's. So Wendy's, you just, by the way, who's tweeting at Wendy's? So at Wendy's, you just going to let IHOB sell burgers on your block? I thought you were the OG. Who's doing this? And then Wendy said, not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard. Oh, yeah, you got served.
And then, social media, you got to get people on it.
Yep. And then Whataburger tweeted, as much as we love our pancakes, we'd never change our name to What a Pancake. Ha ha. And then Denny says, Grandpa, do you remember the Great Burger Wars? LOL, no. I was chilling, drinking milkshakes, trying to make sense of Westworld. Oh, that's relevant. So there you go. There was just some sassiness.
Who wrote that?
All over.
Disgusting.
The Wendy's person's legitimately funny. Like, I've seen them tweet stuff before that's kind of okay. Like, they have somebody, probably like a professional joke writer who does that, and it's not that bad.
Dad Boner had a funny one. I gotta look at it.
Oh, yeah?
While
you're looking it up, let's play a little Scott Stapp singing about the Marlins, shall we?
Cool.
Let's play ball, it's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays.
Naming things in baseball.
Hear the roar of the crowd.
Let's get triumphant, everybody.
Come on, Marlins, make us proud. Come on.
All right, Dad Boner says, ain't getting a burger from a sit-down place that don't have cold ones. No thanks, iSlop or wherever your new name is.
iSlop.
Red Lobster nice just announced they now only sell donuts and meatloaf. Ain't getting a burger from a sit-down place that don't have cold ones.
By the way, who's reporting on this? Speaking of pancakes, Bill Belichick apparently was at the Lowe's Regency New York over the weekend and spent $60.97 at his room service order of blueberry pancakes and coffee.
Wait, what?
Bill Belichick spent $60.97 on blueberry pancakes and coffee over at the Lowe's Regency New York over the weekend, and it was leaked to Page Six.
Yeah, he just covered the bed in them. Wow.
Just rolled around. He just said, I love these pancakes.
Yeah, blueberry pancakes. Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's erotic.
I guess so.
It is what it is. All right, we will be back. We'll find out what's going on there with Zolak and Bertram.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. People still on the phone with their getting caught with porn situations. Scott Zolak, I saw in the hall.
You guys running all around?
He's a fan of wearing jeans and flip flops. I don't know why you would wear jeans when you have literally 3 weeks of good weather. That you would rob your legs. Even I, with the potato with sticks coming out of it, I still feel the responsibility to wear shorts in this weather.
You got to let the world see these gams.
That's right. And every day that goes by, the shorter the shorts get. Well, he's doing this as an affectation now.
Ah, okay. You just came in and left again?
Yeah, that's to create a sense of mystery around
him. He's stopping to talk with the intern. He has something to say to the intern.
Yeah, create a sense of mystery.
You remember how Zolak was telling us how the Patriots had a field trip yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear where they went?
Oh, no.
Yeah. They went to Fenway Park. It was, closed down, and they all went in Fenway Park. Apparently, there was cornhole on the field.
Red Sox on the road, Fred.
They all did
ballpark
that.
Park was empty.
Who says those Patriots aren't fun?
That's right.
They play cornhole.
Yeah, that sounds like something that I wouldn't want to do.
What were the activities that were at Fenway Park?
They actually competed and kept score on certain activities. I think stuff like throwing strikes, playing balls off the wall. They had a wiffle ball home run challenge. All kind of little different things. It wasn't just a tour. So they got there. I guess it was all set up, and
did they
get
this?
To touch the infield?
I heard they had a ball. Guys are going nuts.
But do they usually do this?
No. Well,
this is a response to the Patriots don't have fun.
I don't think so. I think it's Bill.
Oh, it absolutely is. If they don't usually do this, and all of a sudden out of nowhere they're taking field trips together,
no, they do
Rex
things.
Ryan style.
No, he surprised them with stuff. Like,
yeah, he's in the movies, but it's always like a Wahlberg movie because he loves
clown
Wahlberg.
Come into the locker room.
make me a bike clown.
That would be great.
I really have fun. Yeah. Let's get some jets. Let's go to Nantucket.
This is my friend Chuckles. Right, oh, absolutely. This is my friend Chuckles right here. He's a professional clown.
All right. So,
Clark.
What do you think? What do you think who do you like in the current Shaughnessy battle?
I don't know. I like both because we got Dan coming in today.
Oh, good.
For 2 hours.
This is great.
Yeah. Coming in, which is great because...
just have him do a roast.
I think 14 years ago today, Napoleon Dynamite. So we have...
the great froze of history.
What was the name of the llama that they fed?
Tina.
Tina. Oh,
that's right.
Tina, eat your steak.
Tina, eat your ham.
All right. By the way, since we have a second, I do want to talk about this. There's Crash Clark, who used to be on our show, put up a
nice teeth.
Put up, yeah, right. That was such a mistake. All right. So it says white Atlanta traffic DJ has alter ego on black stage.
Now this is an old article from like 2000, right?
Well, he's 33 when they did this article. So he's probably before that.
So he's taking a shot at a white DJ?
No. When he worked in Atlanta, he was a traffic reporter.
His bio.
The bump in it's the Associated Press put this in the newspaper, so it ran in several newspapers. The bump in the background from a Tupac Shakur song is Chris Clark's cue. He puts on his headphones and his head starts bobbing to the beep of gangster rap. He pulls up the microphone and waits for the host of Hot 97. Morning show on WTHA FM to ask, "What up, Crash D?" And he says, "Ooh, look out, Southside. Crash house traffic backed all the way to my mama's house in Miami. 75, 85, 400 from the north. Still tight till you get inside the perimeter. Good news, though. The connected northbound, that wreck in front of the Ted Sia is out of the way." And then it says, "The most listeners in the urban station, Clark's slang-filled traffic reports fit perfectly. What some may not realize is that Clark is white. As soon as he's off the air, his homeboy mannerisms disappear. In the picture, he's wearing a big black afro."
So what happened was the program director of the hip-hop station said, "You need to sound more like our listeners." And all of a sudden...
Hey, you know, I've been doing this for a while, right?
And he
is that him?
That's him.
That's him.
He changed his name to Crash D.
Crash D? 975.
I mean, it was...
The guys at Hot 97 were like, "Oh, no, we've got to convert you into a brother." And they started teaching me some of the phrases and words.
Keisha, my baby, thank you so much for calling it up.
And then it says, Crash D.
They instructed him to sound...
Listen to this.
That is awesome.
Listen to this. Clark says the Crash D role has nothing to do with race. But it's just an attempt to appeal to an urban market and fit in with the radio station's DJs.
I've been doing this for a while, right?
I mean,
one thing that he talked like that. This is the Associated Press. This probably ran in hundreds of newspapers. He has a big black afro wig on and
they
sunglasses.
What are they doing, Crash? What are they doing?
They celebrating.
This is amazing that this actually happened.
You know what I'm saying? We need to head out of the kingdom and go to the Four Seasons. You know?
I mean, I'm not kidding you.
This
existed. Like, somebody told him at the hip-hop station, "You need to sound more like our listeners." Like, really? I'm like, here's the phrases you use. Here's how you talk. And he came out. I was like, all right.
My South African Airways.
I mean...
No, they said talk black. And this is how he did it.
You know what I'm saying? We need to head out of the kingdom and go to the Four Seasons. You know?
I mean, this is insane. And he changed his name to Crash D.
What's insane is that he put on a black
afro. You're allowed
afro.
To do that?
No, but
no,
in Atlanta.
I don't think so.
They're celebrating.
I mean, it was insane.
I mean, he's 50, and he was 33 when this thing happened. So.
975.
But like then, and then he would go on 99X, the alternative, and says, "Hey, it's Crash Clark."
That's awesome.
And he was just normal.
He has a split person.
But the reason he did it was because he was instructed to by the program director.
Yeah, you could do that.
They said, "Sound black." that's how he reacted to it. Well, all right, so what do you got going on today there?
Keisha, my baby, thank you so much for calling it up.
Like I said, we got Shaughnessy coming in 11 to 1.
That'll be so great.
We'll get into some of that.
That'll be great.
Is he going to go after Curran?
I don't know. Hopefully Curran will call in. They called the Dark Knight.
Be listening. Yeah. Curran should call in. What time does Shaughnessy come in?
11 to 1.
You can probably have Curran's number.
Oh, I have Tom's number.
Yeah.
My buddy's Tom.
You should call him up and get him on the air together.
Why should we do that again? It's already been done.
They right? weren't on the air together.
Oh, yeah. Well,
why should we do it? Because it would be interesting.
Because I'd want to hear it.
I'd tune in.
You know what? I'll program my show.
Okay. Well, stay away from any conflict.
Texting him right now.
All right. Enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Hey, now.